In Tacoma, a group called Tacoma for All has been working to get an initiative for tenants' rights on the ballot this fall. Lauren Gallup followed canvassers as they pushed to get the needed number of signatures by June 16th.
It's late Friday afternoon, June 9th, and a group of 8 volunteers are in South Tacoma canvassing an apartment complex.
So when we're explaining that at the door, we want to just keep it short and simple. So this number one canvassing skill, just keep it short.
The volunteers huddle around Zev Cook before they begin. Cook is the field manager for this campaign. She walks folks through what they'll be doing, door knocking at apartments and houses in South Tacoma, asking residents to sign the initiative.
Get tenant rights on the ballot here in Tacoma. Is that an issue you support?
The volunteers do a little practicing of their spiel and they're off. Cook will be doing door knocking too, something she's done a lot.
How many times do you think you've made this spiel?
Easily thousands. I work 7 days a week for, since we started in March, so that's a lot of conversations.
The initiative, which Tacoma for All is calling a Tenant Bill of Rights, would introduce new protections for Tacoma renters. These include capping late fees at $10 a month, notices of rent increases 6 and 3 months in advance, and in some cases, relocation assistance for rent hikes over 5%. Cook says the group has been working to spread those goals across the city.
You've got to reach people face to face. You got to knock their door. And that's how, you win campaigns. Talk to the most people.
The part of Tacoma, South Tacoma, where they're canvassing, is an economically burdened area. Over 50% of tenants here pay more than 30% of their income for rent. A little under 20% of residents earn less than the federal poverty limit. For a family of four, that means earning $30,000 a year or less. Cook talks with one supporter of the initiative, Robert Sua, outside an apartment complex. He says lower-paying jobs make it hard for folks to stay housed in the city.
There's a lot of homeless people out there. Reason why they're homeless is because they can't make ends meet because of that.
Another tenant at the complex, Jamal Parker, had similar reasons why he supports the initiative.
When people don't have someplace to go, it's going to cause a lot of problems throughout society.
Not everyone was eager to talk with the canvassers.
Lights on the ballot to help fight big rent increases. All right, have a good one.
But volunteer Timothy Vega, who's canvassed before, says the rate of success on this occasion was high.
Here I just went up like 2 flights of stairs and got 3 signatures.
Vega says when people support the initiative, they're excited about the eviction protections, relocation assistance, and advance notice of rent increase. Those specific provisions are not included in a recent city proposal. Tacoma proposed changes to the rental housing code in May. The city's proposal and the initiative touch on some of the same issues, but also differ in many ways. One difference in the Tacoma for All initiative is a policy on no winter evictions.
Cold weather evictions, too, that like is something that gets to people because it's scary to have to like look for a house in the middle of winter. And if you're kind of like pretty close to like the poverty line, like you don't want to be out in the streets in the middle of winter.
City staff recommend studying provisions for concerns about cold weather eviction for fixed or low income folks. In South Tacoma, I'm Lauren Gallup.